The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Recently, I read an article in my monthly Elks magazine. It was entitled The Great Seal of the United States. Quite a history lesson on the origination of the Great Seal. It begins with the design of the obverse of the seal. And yes, even with my education, I had to look up the word obverse, meaning the front side of a coin or metal bearing the head or principal design. You know, it took more than three tries at coming up with the final design. Started with the Congress on July 4th, 1776, appointing Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and a guy named John Adams. Their design was a mix of Hercules, Moses parting the Red Sea, and pillars of clouds on fire. Yet another group of dudes, led by a Swiss-born Philadelphia artist, also got his central theme of a lion, a thistle, and a harp, all from different countries of our forefathers. Plus some stars and stripes of the 13. He added the eye of Providence and closed within the triangle radiating light. And beneath the shield, he placed a banner bearing 13 letters in Latin, E pluribus unum, which means out of many, one. That one stalled and lie on the table of Congress as well. Three more fellows started with a Native American holding a bow and arrow. On the reverse side of the coin, more Latin language. Finally, a patriot by the name of Charles Thompson got the final approval of the seal with his description of remarks and an explanation in which he did explain the symbolism at work within the proposed design. That same day in 1782, without any physical picture of the design, Congress approved it. Now you can take a look at the Great Seal by turning over a $1 bill in your wallet. It's beautiful, as the Great Seal incorporated a little bit of all the others, and now you'll see the American bald eagle, whose wings are outstretched with tips down. The design now contains the 13 stars, the chevron with red, white, and blue running up and down the eagle's left talons, holding the 13 arrows, and the olive branch of peace in the right talon with the scroll in the beak, with the eagle's head turned to the right talon, symbolizing the preference for peace, and the scroll reading, E pluribus unum. Now, on the reverse side of the coin, or the seal, more Latin words, Annuit Septis, meaning He, God, has favored our undertakings, and one more to cap it off, Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means a new order for the ages, and one above the Eye of Providence and the other below. The Eye of Providence having its origination in Christian iconography. The eye is surrounded by rays of light and glory and usually enclosed by a triangle representing the Eye of God watching over humanity, or the all-seeing Eye of God. And that, my friends, is why I'm thankful this day after stuffing my face, and it's very, very hard to believe that this United States was not raised by the hand of God. God bless America. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.